The following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production.
The Baseline is back with all new episodes every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Disruption Network. The complete rundown of news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get caught up with fantasy rankings, predictions, league leaders, standings, and more. Join JP and SPG as they bring you original segments like 3 Up, 3 Down, the Haps on the Haps, Tip of the Cap, and the Field Report.
Don't find yourself out of the Baseline.
Join the Baseline every Sunday night, all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving. Relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at nyvwofrome.com.
Want to know what's going on at the D? Hit up disruptionnetwork.net and check out our events calendar brought to you by the Events Co. Find out about upcoming guests, special events, concerts, show schedules, community activities, and more. Get connected at disruptionnetwork.net.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at disruptionnetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D. DisruptionNetwork.net.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
Disruption Networks.
I sometimes sing this song in my sleep. It's in my head so much.
What's up, everybody? EC Radio time. We're live on the D.
I wake up singing this song.
You too.
We gotta get you a theme song. I think you need a theme song. Yeah, greetings and salutations, everybody. How are you? Good afternoon. We are live on the team. You can follow along all Disruption Network social media platforms. And it's wrapped up into a nice little podcast ball of love that you can find at your leisure at disruptionnetwork.net. Follow along on Twitter and YouTube and Instagram. And we're pretty much everywhere. Everywhere. Before we get into the guest, I got to give some love and respect out to the sponsors. Of course, my love goes out to Utica Coffee. Wake the hell up, Utica. WakeTheHellUp.com. You can check them out online. Today I'm drinking milk chocolate coffee.
fancy.
Yes, fancy.
It's like I'm drinking Willy Wonka's chocolate in this coffee. It's great. It's delicious. Check
not
it out.
Not a coffee drinker.
You're not a coffee drinker?
No.
No, that's good. You stay in training, though. You got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
We need you healthy, so that's good. But coffee, I live by this stuff, and they fuel me every day. Go check them out on Genesee Street. WakeTheHellUp.com. Check out all their delicious flavors. The other flavor, too, I really, really love is the pistachio. Oh, it's so good. If you like pistachio and you like coffee and you like the combination of both, that's your coffee. Also, much love out to Nye Volkswagen in Rome. You mentioned the D, and they're going to give you $250 off any vehicle purchase. Stop into their showroom, 5865 Tabor Road in Rome, and see why all the customers love their Nye V-Dub. Also, much love out to my boy, Eddie Alsheimer, EJA Moving Company, the professional movers. When it's time to move and relocate, hit up Eddie at EJAMoving.com. And then tomorrow, everybody, tomorrow we're getting together with Mayor Palmieri. We're cleaning up the streets of Utica. If you are interested in helping us out, you got to meet up at City Hall at 11 o'clock. We're going to be there. We're going to hop the bus around 11:30. It's coming now. They switched the time up on us. But meet at 11. We'll hang out. We'll do some social medias and talk. And there's going to be gloves and water provided. And we're going to clean up the streets of Utica. The plan is to go to West Utica and come all the way down and have some pops on Varick Street afterwards. That's the plan. Because we like to drink. That's what happens. But anyways, we'll be cleaning up the streets of Utica tomorrow. The Quality Life Sweeps with Mayor Palmieri and the D. So in the house today, check that mic real quick.
Yes, sir.
No? Is it that one?
Hello?
We'll go with this one.
Try that one.
How about that one?
That one.
That one. Beautiful. It's my equipment, and things change so much around here that I don't even know what the hell's going on. Joining me in the studio today, my man, Alex Carbone, Kevin Burnside Jr., fitness family, the Fitness Mill family in the house with us today. Gentlemen, good to see both of you.
How you doing?
Good. Well, see, now I clipped your mic off, but now Alex is on. Now I'll try that one.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go. All right. Thanks, buddy. Yep. I still don't know what I'm doing around here. I am. I need a producer around here. You interested in a job? I can't pay you. Kevin, your travels have been unreal, man. I love following your journey, man.
Thank you.
Now, you just came back from Wyoming.
Yep.
And you were out there doing some training, right? Did you compete as well?
Yes, I did two races. I competed in a team relay race for my first time against a couple able-bodied teams and a 10K.
A 10K?
Yes.
And you're doing biathlon, too?
Yeah, I do a biathlon, too. Didn't do any biathlon when I was out there. Did training for biathlon, but no races.
Alex, isn't it inspiring to watch him?
I love him.
And you see him every day, huh, training at the fitness
club. He trains hard. He trains harder than anybody in the gym. You should see him. It's great. You know, we get him up to the third floor, and he just goes crazy in the functional room and does his own thing. He's great.
You got like your own personal space up there? They're going to dedicate that area to you?
No.
How many hours a day are you training?
Depends. It varies on the day. In the beginning of the week, it's only for a few hours. And towards the end of the week, it's more than 2 hours, 3 hours.
Wow.
I get at least a break in between going from Citroen to the fitness mill. So I go from one place to right to the other.
You're training with Big E, too, right?
Yeah.
He's got you in check, right? What's he got you doing? What kind of regiments he got you on?
Nothing really. Like, I've been doing ropes, a lot of rope training, and sledgehammer with the tire is really fun to do. Takes out a lot of frustration on your day, and it does.
Picture someone's face as the tire.
Yeah,
there you
it
go.
Does.
I like doing demo work. I always love doing demo work. I don't like building anything, but I like destroying it.
Take the wall down.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Exactly. It's always fun. Get some frustrations out. But that's got to, you know, relinquish some energy out, some negative. If you're having a bad day, just go slam out a freaking sledgehammer and do the ropes. I told you when you came in, man, your shoulders are looking good.
Thank you.
Right? They're like broad and he's strong.
Well, I play basketball against him in the wheelchair, Citroen wheelchair basketball, and he's unmovable.
Unmovable.
You know, oh, my God. He's a strong kid.
How many points you score in the Citroen game?
Oh, man, maybe 10.
Yeah, he can't even count.
Yeah, maybe 10.
The top scorer.
He's the top scorer?
Yeah.
He's saying 10, but you're saying 50, right?
More. Great, great event.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you play in it every year, Alex?
I do.
You
do? Yeah, it's a blast. I mean, Kevin and Jimmy Joseph and that whole team that I've gotten familiar with playing. It's so funny because they attacked me this last game. Jimmy ripped me right off my chair, jumped on me. So then I run around the court with him, and they took my wheels off my car. They had a blast with me this year, that's for sure.
They're double teaming you?
We have a beautiful picture of myself, you know, passing the ball, and Kevin was right there as well trying to block me. So it was pretty cool. Great event.
I'm sure it humbles you, too. I mean, you're playing basketball in a wheelchair.
They kick our butts.
Yeah.
Got to be honest with you. You know, I can, you know, rip those wheels as hard as I possibly can to try and catch these guys. They're just outstanding athletes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every one of them, so they're great.
And before we went on air, he was telling me about the Boilermaker. This guy does the Boilermaker, the whole Boilermaker, in an hour and like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I can't run it. I can't. That's better than my best time running it. That's a phenomenal. So he's a terrific guy.
Unbelievable. An hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that your average?
I could say that from the last year, I did an hour 34 without training. So the time before that was an hour 5 minutes. And pretty good pace for not being focused on the sport that hard. And it's just to do something for fun and keep exercise for your off-season training. So, like, I enjoy it. Then the community comes out behind you, pushes you throughout the whole course, and it's an awesome race.
And how many years you've been? How many years?
I started when I was 16, and I stopped around 21.
Uh-huh.
So I took a little break from it.
But you're in preparation for it now, right?
Yeah. I can't wait.
I love it, man. Alex, how you been, man? Things are pretty busy over at the Fitness Mill.
Oh, man. What we're doing at the Fitness Mill, we're sponsoring great athletes like Kevin here. We've got Kevin. We've got my powerlifting team head up by Dr. Dave Kingwater. I've got sponsored athletes on that. Ted Damiano. I don't know. He grew up right around the corner here. Chris Solis, Sue Hudson. We're sponsoring them, sponsor a bunch of you know, physique models inside of the mill. Aside from being a gym, though, we're kind of headed towards the wellness mecca of this area. And it's just evolved. And it's nothing that I even approached. It just came to me. You know, we started with Eric and training special needs. And then it started with Angela, his fiance Angela Johnson, with
BB Design.
All right. Well, she's doing her life coaching out of the Fitness Mill, which is health. Right. And then we have Dr. Kingwater has a satellite office. We have massage therapy. So I just talked to Cassandra Harris Lockwood, and she wants to do meditation classes.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's so much more than a gym. It's just evolved into this. Wellness mecca is what we're starting to brand ourselves, and it's just happened on its own, you know.
So organically, all this happened. You were expecting to go in to run a gym.
That's it.
And all of a sudden, it turned into a wellness facility.
I went in there blind. I never ran a gym in my life. I always had a passion for fitness, but you know, once I started marketing the gym and the buzz started to get out there, the bigger names in fitness started to, you know, kind of gravitate towards the Fitness Mill, and now it's just this big fitness umbrella. And health umbrella, and then everybody else is underneath it with their businesses just feeding off of it. It's a really a cool experience.
It exemplifies all the cool things happening in the area, too.
Absolutely.
Because there's so many great things happening, and we're about to approach summer, and so now all the activities start happening, and there's a lot going on at once, but it just shows that there's a great vibe in this town.
It's great. And then it's all youth.
And it's all youth.
It's great to see. I mean, it's everybody's... Pulling their weight, holding hands, and helping each other, and it's all the young people in this community, and it's really been outstanding.
You and I grew up in this town our whole lives. Absolutely. We've never seen the vibe that this town is carrying out right now, ever.
Terrific.
Not my 40-plus years, you know?
It's awesome.
And it is. It's great to see it, and let's keep moving forward into the future, and let's keep doing positive things. And,
that's right.
You know, the Fitness Mill being an epicenter of all that, with a lot of cool things happening inside.
To me, it's a vehicle to do great things, like with Kevin, to support other community, you know, charities and events, and that's my vehicle to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm more of a community guy. And you know me from marketing. You see, I'm already doing my hands. But anyways, I love to support the community. It's what I'm all about.
Mm-hmm.
Having a business happens to be the Fitness Mill. That's my vehicle to get into the community and to show support, you know. So it's been outstanding for me.
It had been a no-brainer to get behind this gentleman right here. Right?
It was a conversation on the phone. I mean, I missed the meeting. So they were all waiting for me. He and his team were in the lobby, and they were like, you know, we want you to want to know if you can help raise sponsorship funds so he can get. So where were you going?
Wyoming, Casper, Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Was this the recent trip that you took? Okay.
And I was like, you know what? How far away is it? And they were like, I don't know, like within 3 weeks. We were like crunch time. I was like, how much? And they told me the number. I was like, done. I'll sponsor him 100%. You know, so it was just, how could you not want to? Yep. You know, right. And I'm sure we're assembling a series of other sponsorships available to other people through the Fitness Mill and Kevin. So just stay tuned with that through the Fitness Mill page and all that. You'll see other opportunities for you guys to donate to Kevin to get to his other destinations. But that initial one was just a no-brainer. It was a hands down. He's doing a great job promoting the gym.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Doing a great job working on himself. And I mean, you gotta give the guy a round of applause.
Thanks, awesome. Man.
100%. Awesome.
What is next on your agenda besides the Boilermaker? Like, what happens after that?
Man, it's back to training.
Training,
honestly, and Boilermaker, and I have a few other small 5K races around the community. Like, there's one in New Hartford I'm going to do, and another one down in Herkimer just before the Boilermaker. So it's good preparation before the Boilermaker I can do.
You're a freaking animal, man. It's inspiring. It really is to watch you and all the struggles you've dealt with throughout your life. And none of that bothers you. You move along through your day, and you just attack every day. And it's so inspiring to see and watch, man. And you know, you shed out a lot of positivity, man, and keep going, man. You're doing it. You're killing it, kid.
Thank you.
You're killing it. Where's the gold medals today, by the way?
Oh, man,
what the heck?
I know. I should have.
You didn't bring in the bling?
No.
No bling?
No bling.
How many you got total? What's the total amount of medals?
I have one gold, two silver, actually, and two bronze.
And we're going for more.
Yeah.
We're going for more. Alex, not only do you provide a sponsorship to cover all his costs, but you provide such a great facility for him to train in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a great marriage.
You know what's great about it is not everybody knows this about the Fitness Mill. Here's my man here in a wheelchair, and he's using the entire gym because it has an elevator, and it has access to all the floors, which we can help. You know, all you do is just call up, open the back door. We get you up into the third floor. Not everybody knows that. So I want to get the word out to everybody. We welcome everybody in the same situation to come and use our facility. It's great. So maybe Kevin, what do you think?
Yeah, it's an awesome facility and it's very accessible. Like you said, you can get upstairs, make sure you have a phone call before you go, let them know, or go in, talk to whoever's working at the front desk. They could open up the upstairs for you and you can just work out. The atmosphere is wonderful. Everybody's there is perfect, and from staff to people that work out there are really encouraging.
Do you take part in any of the classes?
No, not yet. No, actually, I've worked out with Mike that boxes up there and does classes. We've done some training together, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Bernard School of Boxing's in there, too.
Yeah.
That's another part of the mill.
How many more entities can you fit in there?
I told you it's an umbrella, and it has so many things going on inside of this. It's amazing.
What's the total?
Entities? Let's see.
It's a big umbrella.
Yeah, it is.
It's not even an umbrella. It's a parachute. Yeah,
right. We're probably up to about 12.
12.
If I broke it all down. It's pretty cool.
Do you have any open space?
I'll make it.
All right.
How's that? We'll make it work.
You need a podcast studio?
Yeah. That would be awesome for you to come there.
Yeah, we'll mix it right up. But
yeah.
Joining me in the studio, Alex Carbone and Kevin Birdside Jr. Kevin, man, your journey has taken you in so many great places. And talk about some of your recent journeys, like the Wyoming experience. Like, what were you doing in Wyoming other than competing? Were you able to like go out and be a tourist, if you will?
On my downtime, I was to see around the town a little bit. The whole time I was there was focused on training and getting better to where I need to be at. And I actually trained with one of the Paralympians, Brian Price. He's on a development team, actually. And his coach, Rob Roster, I trained with him. He's an Olympian, a former Olympian. So that was pretty cool to get hands-on training with an Olympian and a Paralympian to see what it takes to get to that level.
Right.
So I got a lot of intense training when I was there and some good off time to relax and right back to training. It was like daily, every day was nonstop training, at least 4 hours a day. We were training and we were like, all right, see you tomorrow.
If you had to pick one sport to compete in, which one would it be?
cross-country skiing.
Cross-country?
Sure. Yeah.
No, no question. Not even thought. No. Just cross-country skiing.
Nope.
That would be the first one.
Yeah.
Huh. Right. That's on. Awesome. What's, what is it about cross-country skiing just that you love so much?
It's just different from any other sport I've ever done, from basketball to wheelchair racing. It's the community behind you, the skiing community behind you. They all want to see you do better. And it's not like everybody's out for the at your throat at every time. It's no, we want to see you do better. We want to see you do this. We want to see you do that. We're like, I'm like, oh wow. My first nationals, I had the national team help me get past a certain part of the race. They all came out and were pushing me through the race. They're like, come on, you can do this. You can do this. I'm like, wow, that just sold me there right there. I'm like, wow, I love it.
When was your first national?
2017.
2017?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're fairly new pretty much to this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a bright future.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you I do. Thought I started off too young, and I'm like, started off too late, and they're like, no.
Well, how old are you?
29.
You're 29?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but still, I don't think there's, like, really an age restriction, no, is there?
You're more mature now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you understand it, and you can respect it. You know, you see a lot of young athletes, you know, sometimes they do so well so quick. Yeah. And then they kind of take the wrong turn, you know. But with you, you got your head on your shoulders.
I'm focused on what I want to do, and I can get there. I know I can get there.
Yeah.
It's 3 years. 3 years to make the Beijing team, so that's my goal.
Oh, can you imagine? That would be phenomenal.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
He's going to do it.
So the Beijing Games is in 2021? 23? 22.
Yeah.
And that's the Paralympic Olympics?
Yep.
Okay. And wow. And so that's the goal right now.
That's my goal right now.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. That's my goal.
Do you know some of the competitors, too?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know pretty much, like, the whole circuit?
Well, on the USA team, yeah. They're pretty much awesome skiers. Mm-hmm. They've been doing it for a long time. And I'm a fairly new skier, so I'm like, all right, I know where my competition's at. I know where I have to be. So that's where I'm trying to go.
There's a couple guys you can knock off, right?
Try.
just keep training, man, and all the good things are going to come. Just keep putting that hard work in, and you do.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Alex Carbone, when are we going to have the Alex Carbone fitness sports style? I need an action figure. That's what we want.
We did that when I was in the car business.
We need.
I had a bobblehead.
Did you have a bobblehead? No, I want an action figure. I want like a He-Man style action figure.
Gotcha.
Chiseled.
You know, it's so funny because somebody sent me a wrestling action figure.
Yeah, from
that
back in the day.
Looks like me.
Come on.
I swear to God.
It's a Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I
got it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, bald with a beard. I forget who it was.
Do he look like he could be Stone Cold?
I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Oh, I remember. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool. But he was like, no, that's a wrestling action figure. It looked just like me. It was weird.
Well, you're going to have an action figure of you, too.
Yeah, one day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Get a couple more gold medals and you will, brother.
Yeah.
You definitely will. So when you have the sponsorship, like exactly what is he covering? Travel, expenses, costs, all that, hotel?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we support him and make sure he gets to his destination and he has his expenses covered and he can just have a clear mind and train, not worry about trying to raise money and doing all that extra work because, you know, that takes energy too, you know, and that takes out of your training. So if you have to do like meet and greets and be appearances to try and raise money, that's valuable training time for this guy, you know. So we want to eliminate that and let him, with a clear head, go do what he has to do. And we're really proud to back him up. You know, he's represented us so well. It's been an outstanding partnership. So
not only the fitness mill, too, but the whole area you've been representing pretty well.
Absolutely.
Keep it up.
Yeah, I can't stress how much the areas like coming behind me, support me through my training and through everything. I can go out and just push out, and everybody's like, hey, I saw you on TV from the fitness meal commercial. I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, that's cool. They're like, oh, you keep doing your thing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
When you go to these meets, are you allowed to take a trainer with you? Are you allowed to bring like a staff with you and stuff like
I'm
that?
I'm allowed, but my coach, Scott, I can't stress. Oh, no, he's been pushing me through the whole season to get to where I'm at right now, and it's still helping me for off-season training. It's wonderful to have a coach that helps you out throughout the training and stays on top of what you're doing and makes sure you're okay. You better be doing this day and this day. I'm like, all right, I will.
Alex and I are buying our plane ticket to Beijing right now. Right now.
Absolutely.
2022. I'd love to go. Let's get a caravan of people.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's get a caravan of people and just go to China. Who wants to go to China?
Right.
We'll have big signs, Kevin Burnside, Utica, New York, right? In Beijing.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would.
We're doing it. Let's plan this. Let's go. You're in. No, that would be a lot of fun, man. And just keep putting that hard work in. I know I'm going to probably say it about 10 more times today. And you will. But wow, wouldn't that be amazing that we can just get a whole caravan of people and just like roll with 50
deep.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
50 deep.
Because you see it on TV. You see a group of people with their families or a group of close friends. It would be nice to have. When I go to competitions, I always have my mom. My mom's always been my number one supporter. And
that's beautiful.
She's always there cheering me no matter what.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have to have your community behind you, not on TV or Facebook or anything like that. It'll be nice to see some people from my area there at my competition. It'll be so wonderful.
Help lift you up a little
bit.
Yeah,
it does.
Get you pumped up.
It'll help me with my nerves, honestly, because most of the time when I'm at the starting gate, it's like, oh, so much butterflies. I'm so nervous, and I'm like, all right, I got to get that out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you think about thing. It, we're asked all the time to support our community, and we do, because this community has a big heart and we help each other. But a lot of the times, it's people you don't know. You're just kind of supporting the organization, and it goes to a good cause, which we all support 100%. Mm-hmm. But why not take those resources and support a friend to get him where he needs to go to help his dreams come true? You know, and that's the way you got to look at it.
Indeed. So. Are you guys all over the Boilermaker this year too?
Oh yeah,
we're the
what do you call it? The presenting sponsor at the expo. We own the expo this year again.
Right.
So we're looking forward to that.
At MVCC?
MVCC. It's nice. Was it a day and a half thing? It's Friday at noon. It opens up and closes Saturday like 6 or 7 at night or something. But that expo is really put together the right way.
It is.
They cover everything well. And I sponsor a lot of things in the community. And, you know, there is... the funds that you come up with to the organization, your heart's in it. But there's also the business side of it, too, and you have to look at, all right, if I'm spending this amount of money, really, what am I getting out of it, too? Yeah, I want some of my exposure. You got to have a little selfish side to it. Mm-hmm. The way the Boilermaker has treated me has been by far one of the best experiences I can talk about with my sponsorship out of the fitness mill. They've really done a good job for me. I can't say enough good about it. So,
do you feel that's the most important event you get behind every year?
I get behind a couple of the bigger ones. You know, the American Heart Association Heart Run and Walk,
yep.
The Boilermaker Expo. I'm the presenting sponsor at both expos. I do a lot with other organizations in the area. You know, to name them off now, I can't. You know, but I do. And they know it, you know, and I'm
we
sure
know it.
Yeah.
We're well aware.
Sure, you're listening. But the two of the bigger ones are the Heart Run and Walk and the Boilermaker. So,
right on.
Yeah,
we got a question out there. Alex Carbone, can you help me get me in shape? How do they get in touch with you if they're looking to get in shape?
Come to the fitness mill and ask for me.
Do you do personal training yourself?
I don't necessarily personal train myself, but what's great about what I do for a living is. It's really not even work. I don't know what to say it is. I go to my playground is all I can say. I go every day, and I experience all aspects of what fitness, the potential of fitness can be. There's group classes. There's personal training. There's your everyday weight trainers. There's physique models. There's nutrition. There's powerlifting, which is really my main, main physical. You know, what I want to say exercise right now is I'm doing my powerlifting.
See, now when we first met, you weren't even touching weights.
No, I was doing all group classes.
You're doing, yeah.
See, the edge that gives me is I could talk intelligently to anybody that comes through the door. So when people ask me, help me get in shape, fine. But what I want to do is just talk to you. See what your interests are, because if I steer you towards powerlifting, but you want more endurance training, I'm just going to discourage you and not get you your goals.
Right.
You know? So now I can talk intelligently to everybody when they come in the door and they say, you know, I got this here. I want to drop pounds. I want to lean out. And I'm going to say, okay, let's get in your group classes and let's get you with a nutrition program and drop your pounds and get you some endurance, get your heart rate up. Got other people say they want to bulk up or they want to increase their deadlift. Okay, join our powerlifting team. You know, it's available for you, and it's part of a membership. You can join the team. you know, or everyday stuff that they want to do a personal trainer. We've got a whole list of great personal trainers, Biggie, you know, and Heath and Mary Beth. And, you know, we've got a couple other ones that just came on board. So I like to give everybody a tour of the facility and, you know, pique their interest in a certain area. And then we just go from there. What we are doing now is we're going to develop on our website a personal training, a form that you'll fill out if you're interested in personal training. It's not done yet. I'm working on that with Aaron.
In becoming a personal trainer?
No. If you're interested in getting in shape with a personal trainer, what we'll do is we'll ask you a couple of profile questions. Mm-hmm. We'll invite you in, and we'll go over your profile. We'll, you know, introduce you to our machine we have. It's called Fit3D. It's a body scanner. So you stand on it, you get right down to your underwear, and you get your password, and it creates an avatar image of yourself, and it sends you an email of every single measurement in your body, you know, with your body fat and weight naturally, but your different size biceps, left and right, forearms,
wow,
you know, thighs, calves, everything.
It's really in depth.
It helps you set goals. So then what we'll do is we'll match you up with a personal trainer that we feel will connect best with you, and then you can look at your profile and set yourself goals. You could actually add your personal trainer to that email. So every time you do a body scan, if your trainer says, at the end of this month, I'd like you to do another body scan, see where you stand with your goals, it goes to both of you. Pretty cool stuff. So we're working on all that stuff. But it's the team of people at the mill. It's not me.
Right.
I mean, these
you
are
do the, got a great team. Top notch.
The team is doing it. I mean, I just happen to like fitness, and I got into the fitness mill. We talked about the story, how it happened with Al. You know, some light conversations, and he planted a seed, and he watered it every couple months. And then, and then you know, the dealerships were sold, and I found myself kind of a little out of place with what I used to do in the car business, and I felt that maybe a change in career was necessary, and I took the opportunity. And then it's just this team that kind of evolved behind me, and is doing all these great things. It's really, really been an amazing experience.
You still get involved in all the classes? Are you there training?
No, I'm not. I'm not because I took the powerlifting path right now. I was doing the group classes. I developed the classes with Erin, and she brought Leslie Stevens over. We hired a whole list of great, you know, group class instructors, and I'm not going to name them all, but they're all top quality, and we offer 22 group classes. So what I did was I actually took all the classes myself, you know, made it a commitment to experience everybody's style, everybody's, you know, level of intensity, and, you know, how it all played out. And so I can talk to everybody when they come in the door, which class should I be? I was, you know, what class is best for me? I says, well, you want to get yelled at and screamed at in a funny way and sweat like you've never sweated before and run around the track, go to Al's boot camp. It will kick your butt, and he's fun about it too, but he's a great guy. But he's a comical person in the class. Or do you want HIIT training? You want multifunction with different stations around the room? Do you want suspension training as well in there, TRX? Go to Erin and Leslie, you know, and I participate and teach one of those classes as well. You know, or do you like spin? We got spin, all that. So I figured all that out. But in doing so, I got into the powerlifting path, and my turned out to be one of my best friends, Dr. Dave Kingwater. He's a chiropractor, and
he holds records.
He's awesome. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
705 at the Arnold. I just did a powerlifting meet with him Saturday. He did 710 on a bench.
Wow.
He's ridiculous. That's right. Great. I mean, what? But the most humble guy, and he's assembling Iron Outlaws inside the fitness mill. Awesome team. Great group of people. And I want to name them all, but you're all awesome. So he did pull me aside one day, and he saw potential in my powerlifting, but my numbers were going up and down every week. And it's because I was exerting so much energy in group classes, and staying trim and endurance, you know, was high. But he did say, you know, you got to kind of make a choice. You can be good at all of it, but if you want to be great, you got to pick one and go for it. I said, really? You know what? Let me try it. I'm going to do the powerlifting route. Let me be great at that. And I'm getting there. You know, we just had a meet Saturday. It was my first full power meet. It was squat, bench, and deadlift. and working on my squat. It's not the best, but that's okay. My bench is coming along nicely, and I just hit the goal I wanted to hit on deadlift was my last attempt, my third lift, and my last lift of the day. It was 500-pound deadlift at 46 wow. years old, 181-pound weight class. Yeah. I'm in the Masters now.
Yeah, brother.
I'm in the old guys club, but it was pretty cool to just go up there and rip
circuit.
500 pounds. It was pretty cool.
The senior circuit.
Yeah, it was a good achievement, and you know I owe it to the team, and they supported me and Dave.
It's a traveling team.
Yeah,
travel around.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Because a lot of most of the meets are out of town. This one was in Syracuse. We're holding one actually June 15th. I invite everybody listening. It's open to the public. Really, it's June 15th. It's called the Night of Champions. It's deadlift only. It's a 3.5 hour, 4 hour meet. Dave puts it on. We've got Jammin' Joe as the DJ. Randy Caldwell is the MC. It's a great night, it's not necessarily in the gym. It's in our functional fitness room upstairs. It's a 3,400 square foot wide open room. We have the seating laid out. It's really a cool night. So I invite everybody listening to come to that night.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very cool. Fun. You're doing a lot of activities over there. Do you do you do events often like that, right?
All the time.
Other than classes and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
And it's not even me doing it. It's Eric's doing birthday parties like crazy, and mixes in with Angela with the painting, and Aaron's doing all kinds of stuff with her time inside the mill and continuing to build and build and build. And it's just good people, man.
Do you have a deprivation chamber?
Oh, what's that?
Deprivation tank?
No.
No?
No.
It's like the latest thing that everybody's freaking out about.
Yeah.
Have you looked into any of that?
We are.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
No? So it's with a buddy of mine a couple weeks back. We had a show at the Lost Horizon, and he was just getting ready to play, and he was in the deprivation chamber for an hour and a half. You're supposed to be in it and floating.
Yeah.
And he came out of there like he just did like an eight ball or something. You know? He was just like, ah, let's go. And he was ready to perform. And he was on cloud nine the whole time. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Would you drink a pot of coffee or something? What's wrong with you?
Sure.
So I just did a deprivation chamber. I was there for an hour and a half. It was the greatest
pretty
thing
cool.
ever. And he's talking a mile a minute. And he's like, this thing has changed my life. And now he swears, and he's been going once a week now, and it's been a thing. So I think that's something we need in Utica.
You know what? We are looking into some of those things.
Are you?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think there is one in Utica, is there?
Nope, there's not. You know, we do have the space available, and it's just, you know, it's all, at this point, we've done so much in the fitness mill, and we're supporting really the grassroots of the community. And the other things that would add to it, you know, I'm kind of waiting just to see where we go at this point, you know. I've spent a lot.
Of course.
And I'm willing, if it makes sense, to spend some more money. But, you know, now it's time to get into the community, support, you know, Kevin and the events that we stand for, mm-hmm. and talk about the other stuff. But timing, it's all timing. What I've learned, everything's timing. Just take your time.
Yeah.
Don't make any rash decisions. Things fall into place.
It's a great word of advice right there.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. Things do fall into place.
Yeah.
Just when you think you have it really, really bad, you know, it just, everything works itself out.
Yeah.
That's the PSA for the day, Alex.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's the public service announcement. I love it. Brought to you by the Fitness Mill. Mm-hmm. What's the address at the Fitness Mill, the website address?
It is fitnessmillny.com.
FitnessMillNY.com. Nice. And you're there every day, Kevin?
I'm there pretty much every day. Oh, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm there in the afternoon.
Yeah. Do you do meet and greets? Do you guys take them out in the public?
We're talking about some of these sponsorships that will help Kevin get to his next destinations. Meet and greet is one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about food trucks.
Yeah, food trucks sometime over the summer.
Yep, and percentage of the proceeds are going to go towards Kevin and having it right there at the fitness mill.
Nice.
Some great ideas that were coming up. We met with his team last week, and we were all, you know, on board and very excited to get behind Kevin and make his dreams come true.
Please keep us in a loop for all that.
Oh, yeah.
Please
do. I actually got to say something. I actually got an email yesterday. I will be throwing out the first pitch of a Blue Sox game June 10th.
There you go. Good for you, buddy.
So,
are you going to go to the top of the mound, or are you going to the bottom of the mound?
I'm going to the
top. You're going to the top of the mound.
I'm at the top.
You're going
all
right
the way.
To the top,
I'm
all right?
Got to go all the way.
You got to go. If you're going to go throughout the first pitch, you got to go top of the mound.
Yeah.
Because you notice some people can handle the top of the mound.
Yeah,
some people can't. I know you can. You got a curveball on you?
I don't know.
No? You ever try throwing a curve?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope.
Baseball? Were you into baseball at all?
No, I could watch it, yeah, but never really into it, no.
You have a team?
Well, Yankees, of course.
Attaboy. Yankees are playing great, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they are.
They're killing it right now. You following in the NBA playoffs at all?
Yes.
Golden State's going to run away with it, right?
They're gonna run. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who, excuse me for not knowing. Who are they playing?
Well, they just swept last night.
They swept. Yeah, they're waiting for.
So there's another game in the East.
Yes, there's at least two or three more games in the East could be.
Toronto and Milwaukee.
Yeah,
of all teams.
Yeah, honestly, I want to see Milwaukee.
Of course,
I want to see Milwaukee.
That's like in the baseball playoffs. You'd be like Toronto and Milwaukee.
Who?
Right.
I know.
Golden State's gonna run away with it. Who's gonna beat the Splash Brothers?
Oh, nobody can.
No.
Especially if Kevin Durant comes back, you can't. You can't beat that.
Right.
No. You can't.
They're expecting him to come back for the finals,
yeah,
right?
They're expecting him to come back for the finals. They didn't need him last series.
And hopefully we find him in New York next
year. Yeah, we need him in New York bad.
We do, man. It's so pathetic to be a Knicks fan.
I've been a Knicks fan forever.
Me too. I've been one for 44 years, man, and it's just nothing ever has ever happened good except for 1994. 94, and then the strike year.
Yep. The strike year was good.
Was that 2000
or
whatever
that
was?
Early 2000s, yeah.
Oh, man, it's pathetic to be a Knicks fan, but you still root for them. And it's amazing and like how bad the Knicks have been in the however long since the 90s, but they still sell merchandise, and they're still one of the top drawing teams in the NBA. How is that possible?
The fan base.
The fan base just loves basketball.
They're loyal.
They really are. No matter how bad they are, they're still loyal. No matter how bad
it's New York.
Management.
It's New York.
But they're so critical, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're so critical.
Yeah.
You would think all this criticism that they're getting, there's going to be nobody in the stands. Mm-hmm. And every game's sold out. Yeah. You go on StubHub, you're looking at a $500 ticket sometimes. That's ridiculous. One day, please. That's
just
all I want to see.
Yeah.
Just one day. I want to see just one day before I die.
Yeah.
I want to see the Knicks.
I
want to
see the champions.
Yeah. Me too.
Just one.
That's it.
It could be next year.
We've got to see all our teams pretty much, right? All your sports teams.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my Patriots win every other year. So.
They do. They do. And then your football team is the Patriots and the basketball team is the Knicks.
Yep.
And then are you a hockey fan at all?
Not really, no.
No, I
can go watch it, but not a big fan on hockey.
Yeah. And then the Yankees.
Yeah.
And I'd like
of course.
I'd like to see the Yankees win the World Series. But they're playing great right now.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Yeah. Good stuff. When's the next Citroen thing? This just happened recently, right? It was
every
like a month ago?
April.
Every April?
Yep.
Yeah. Phenomenal. You know, when next year we got to get you involved in that too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's outstanding.
I would love
seriously,
to.
Seriously.
Got to put your name in there.
I would love to.
I'm going to tell Mark DiPerno to get you on the roster. I love it.
All right. You embarrass the shit out of me. I'm good at that.
Well, it's amazing. Like, really, it humbles you.
Yeah, like, the community comes out, and, like, every year you get more and more people that are like, wow, this is the first time me actually watching wheelchair basketball in person. And you guys could actually play and move around. I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
it's fun. It's so fast-paced. You can see, when I'm out on the sidelines, I can see people going moving their head like this just to keep up with everybody. They're like, wow, they're moving.
They fill the gym at UC.
Every year.
Fill it every year.
Packed
crowd.
Out.
Awesome. And everybody's all into the game and cheering. And it's really outstanding. We're going to get you involved in that.
How many minutes do you play? Is it quarters or halves?
Halves.
Halves. Yeah. So it's like 20-minute halves?
20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
With a running clock. Yeah, so we keep it moving.
Yeah. And then you get players from SU to come down, and there's always
Pascual
some sort
came
of...
this past
Chukwu?
Yeah, Chukwu, yeah.
Yeah.
He was pretty fun to play with, against.
Yeah. Trying to throw over him,
yeah,
I bet.
He's just so
did he
long.
Get up and do it? He dunked.
He dunked like maybe two or three times, I want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw Rain Man throw him an alley-oop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that video, actually.
Yeah.
Rain Man tossed him one up, and he threw it down. Very cool, though. Yeah. It's cool that they get some players involved like that. I know Erin Hamlin has been involved a few times, and she's always there to help anytime you ask her.
Yep, she's great.
Yep.
Yeah, we've played with her a few years. I don't think it was this past year.
No,
but every other year before
that. Every year she's usually there. Right there.
It's been great.
There's so much rich in talent and athletes.
Yeah.
And this whole area, too. We talk about it every day. We talk with all the musicians. here on EC Radio a lot, and there's so many great musicians coming out of here. Oh. But the athletes, too, and as for as long as I can remember, there's been so many great – I mean, how many players made it to the major leagues or the NHL or from the area? And it goes on and on, the NFL.
It goes deep.
It definitely goes deep.
And what I love about it is when they do make it big, they come back and support this community. You know, perfect example, look at Rabesh, you know, what he's done to this for this area and this community. And I played hockey with him in high school, and he just, you know, skyrocketed and then came back to this area to help this community and bring hockey back to where it used to be, and he took it so much further. And, you know, he's developed a great team down in Utica, and they're doing a lot of good things. So,
and with
you know,
the soccer club, too.
Soccer. Do you ever go to those soccer games?
I haven't, though.
Oh, my God.
I need to.
Yeah, I want to go to one.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I love the Comets hockey, so don't get me wrong here, but you know, the soccer games are really a lot of high energy stuff, and there's contact, and what I really love about it is they're Sunday afternoons. They're not Friday nights and Saturday nights, because you go to a hockey game, and I own a suite with some partners, and like my glass will be like this much left, and I'll turn around, there's another one. I leave there plowed every time. So thank God the soccer games, I like them because they're on a Sunday afternoon. I could just chill out and maybe have a beer, you know. But they're great, you know. Everything he's done down there is great, and we're working on him on a special project. When we're working with Rob and Dr. Kingwater, Phil Saporito, you know Phil
very well
with bodybuilding, and Eric
he grew up right over here too.
Yeah, we're working on a special project that I don't want to announce yet. When I'm ready, I want to come on your program again and talk about it.
Door's always open for you.
I appreciate it. So always it's pretty cool.
Rob Ash is single-handedly brought the Utica Pride to the forefront.
Absolutely.
Yes.
If it wasn't for like the Comets coming into town, and back in what 2015 is when they went to the Calder Cup Finals. Yeah. It was like their second year in existence. And that really brought the sense of pride to this town.
Sure
and
did.
You saw Comet banners hanging in windows, and people had it in the back of their cars, and the white towels. Everybody's wearing white, the white out. Yeah. I mean, the sense of community and pride that came together.
Yeah.
And it continued all the way up to where we are now. Yeah, and it really brought this great energy into town.
And
so.
He continues to grow. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't plateau and go the other way. And, you know, Rob's a good friend of mine. And I'll tell you, he's
smart.
He's a humble guy, you know, but he's a big thinker. And he and I do a lot of brainstorming together, and we have the same thoughts on, you know, thinking big, and we come up with some pretty cool stuff together. So,
and that Nexus Center is going to be off the charts.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
And that's going to bring so many people to town with the tournament facility that it's going to be, and they're going to do indoor soccer.
That's going to do for downtown.
It's going to be great.
Phenomenal.
It's going to fill the hotels and the restaurants, and people are going to be out and about.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, he's doing some great stuff.
The future is bright for Utica, believe it or not. Do you think we'd ever say that?
I was at the mayor's. They had an afternoon for the mayor at 72, you know, and Rob put it together. I forget what the statistic was, but Utica was the one city in New York State that received the most attention from the government in a financial way.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So they're looking at us for doing, you know, to do a lot of great things in this community. So.
Wow. What do you think attributes to that?
Just what's going on downtown.
Yeah.
I mean,
so the state's paying attention, obviously.
Oh, they love us. Uh-huh. They love us right now with this Nexus Center. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the hospital that they're talking about. And, you know, everybody's buying these buildings up downtown. Mm-hmm. And it's in revitalization mode. And the state's behind it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're first. We're first on their list. So
I like driving around seeing cranes in the air and construction.
I had the pleasure of driving around with Mayor Palmieri the other day. And we went from north to south to east to west of the city. And he's just telling me everything that's going on in the downtown, the harbor area, the Nexus Center area, here's going on here, the developments that are going up and the housing developments. I'm thinking about it, like, how is all this happening? But like we said, you know, in time it's going to happen. It's there's plans, they're approved, they're in motion. So it's all coming together.
It
so
is.
It's great.
The other thing, too, I like seeing is a lot of these movie productions are coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
And they're filming left and right here. Yes. The one thing, I was talking to one of these guys, one of these movie guys, and they love the architecture in this town.
Yeah.
And it just creates a great landscape and a backdrop for some of these movies.
Yes.
And there's a lot of productions coming around.
I was talking to Cassandra Harris Lockwood last night.
From The Heat.
Yeah, right. And Adrian Brody has a house like quarter mile from my parents in North Bay. So he's up.
Is that the Glee Club?
Adrian Brody?
Yeah.
No, he's the
Is he
same as the movie, The Pianist?
No. Is he in the Glee Club? Like, doesn't he have a house in the Glee Club? It's at around our Old Forge area, or no?
No. He's on Oneida Lake.
Oh, he's on Oneida Lake.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he bought a mansion, a whole historic mansion.
Really?
And from time to time, you'll see him in Sylvan Beach area. And in fact, one day I was in front of my camp. I have a camp on Sylvan Beach on the beach, and I'm looking outside, and this was. It had been 7-8 years ago, and I see him, and I said his name. I say, "Hey, Adrian," you know, and he comes walking over. Nice guy. Talked to him, and he was, you know, with his friend at the time, and I invited him into my camp for a beer. He came in and sat sat in my camp, had a beer with me. It was a lucky strike. My kids still have the beer bottles in a plastic Ziploc bag in their drawer, and they're hanging on to these things, right? But a nice guy. Getting back to what you were saying, though, in the Utica area, he is, you know, he spends a lot of time here. And Cassandra just said that she saw him over the wintertime in downtown Utica, and he was doing a film. He was filming a movie in downtown Utica.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to see what it's all about. But you'll see us in there again. Don't you remember the old movie Slapshot?
One of my all-time favorite
movies.
Right?
That was in the Utica Auditorium.
Oh, yeah.
So that's sort of like... That was the only place ever filmed, the only movie ever filmed in Utica at that time, you know?
Right.
But now everybody's starting to come back. So.
The highlight of my summer last year was I got to drive the Hansen brothers around at the New York State Fair.
No way. Wow. Did you?
Yeah. That's my job at the fair. I get to pick up all the artists and stuff. I love that. It's my favorite job of the year.
Wow.
So I got to pick up the Hansen brothers because they did a little thing when they opened up the hockey arena at the New York State Fair. And the Hansen brothers came in. They did a showing of Slapshot because they also filmed in Syracuse. They filmed in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, here at the Odd, and then Hamilton College as well.
Wow.
Or Colgate. I'm sorry. And in Colgate. So those were the four spots on locations that they filmed that. So Utica, Central New York, has a special place in the Hansen brother heart.
Yeah.
And so when I went to pick them up, I told them I was from Utica, and they were just telling me stories. And the best story they told me was, you know, back in the day when they were playing professional hockey and come to Utica, they would brawl with the fans. I mean,
sure.
You know, what it was depicted in that movie really happened. A lot of that stuff, they'd go into the crowd and fight the crowd and stuff. Yeah, I mean, it was crazy.
I remember.
So that actually happened in Utica, and they got arrested, and one cop came in to arrest them. One cop from Utica knocked on their locker room door because they figured if they bum-rushed them with cops, it would have been an all-out brawl and there would have been a riot. But they sent a level-headed cop into their dressing room to grab the three of them out of there to arrest them, to walk them across the street.
Into
the police station, because, you know, obviously the police station's right across the street from the Odd. So fast forward, when Ash is starting the comments and they do the fan fest and they have the Hansen brothers show up, the first guy that they met was that arresting officer.
Oh, wow.
40 years later.
That is a wild story.
40 years later, yeah.
That's a great story.
Isn't that great?
Oh, my God.
So they love Utica. They love coming here. They love coming to Central New York. And
yeah.
They had a lot of great things to say about it.
Yeah.
A lot
I can still remember on the movie... You can see the paintings of the rock star, and remember the old auditorium?
The silhouettes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the businessman with the briefcase who had the bell bottoms or something. Because it was
good old stuff.
Where are those silhouettes?
I don't know.
We got to track them down. I'm sure we could find them on like eBay or something. Probably.
I remember one of those hockey games. I think it was Mohawk Valley Stars. I was just a kid. I had been maybe 10 years old, but for some reason they must have lost badly, and there was fights all over the rink. Everybody just took the cushions off the bottom of the chairs and whipped them. I had hit so hard, it knocked me over, but all the cushions were on the ice. You know, it was crazy. It's good memories.
Yeah.
We took
hockey really serious in this town back then. Yeah. That's for damn sure. We get a lot of those stories from that movie were true.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They were true. The Iron League, they like to call it.
Awesome. Old-time hockey.
Old-time hockey. Like Eddie Shore and Toe Blake. Those guys were the greats.
Yeah.
I can watch that movie and recite it for you.
Yeah, it's great.
It's classic. Absolute classic. But it would be great to see a lot more movies. Well, they're being filmed right now in town, but to see it out on the big screen.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be great.
Give Utica some love.
Yeah.
We deserve it. We work hard in this town. Yeah. And we're so deeply rooted that everybody, if you go away, I go on vacation a lot.
I know. And people are like, where are you from? New York are you from? They're like, everything's New York City. Right. Off the top of their head, I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm between Albany and Syracuse.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, oh, okay. I'm like 45 minutes away from Syracuse. They're like, okay. They kind of know where I'm at.
Right, right. Some don't. They have no idea. They think Syracuse or Utica is the Bronx or Manhattan. Like, but I do get some people that have a good story about Utica, or they know somebody from Utica, or their relative is from Utica. So it's very deeply rooted.
Small world, small town. Yeah,
absolutely. Kevin, how could people check you out online if they want to get in touch with you and see all your training and everything you're doing?
Oh, my Instagram at Kev Burnside Jr. or my Facebook page at Kevin Burnside Jr.
Excellent, man. Excellent. They're out there saying represent, Kevin.
I will.
Debo is saying Tom Brady is getting older, though. trying to start a little trouble with
him. No. He's still getting older.
Isn't he done? He's 40.
He's going to be 42.
Enough's enough, right?
I agree. Come on. I honestly think the guy's an alien.
Yeah, there's something wrong. There's honestly something wrong with him.
I think he's an alien. I think Tiger Woods is an alien.
Yeah.
I think they're
doing something right to keep playing.
No doubt. Tom Brady's going to outlive all of us. He's still going to play until he's 55.
Yeah.
They should be like A-Rod. Go enjoy their lives, right?
Yeah.
Right?
A-Rod's enjoying the good life right now.
Yeah. I see him all over Instagram. He's having a great life.
Great life.
Good for him.
Doing the broadcasting. He's with J-Lo.
Yeah.
Come on. He's living a great life.
Drop the mic, right?
Right, exactly. I wouldn't leave the house. Nope. Not at all.
That's great.
Gentlemen, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
I know, Alex, you're coming back soon, right? In a couple weeks?
Yep, a couple weeks. We've got a
couple things to talk about there. We're going to make some announcements.
Yes,
so
sir. Good stuff.
I'm looking forward to that. And Kevin, best of luck to everything you're doing, man. Keep us in the loop, because when you do some meet and greets and stuff like that, we'd like to go out and help and participate in those. And you know, who knows? Maybe do some live podcasting or whatever, man. So you got a friend here in the D. We'd love to help you promote and get your journey out there. So
okay, thank you.
Fitness
very
Mill
much.
Fan loves you, buddy, and we love your show.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you. Plug the Fitness Mill one more time. How can they find you online?
It's fitnessmillny.com.
Awesome. We mentioned Mayor Palmieri earlier. You were taking a ride with him. I'm taking a ride with him tomorrow.
Are you? Oh, I heard you. The clean sweep.
We're doing the quality.
He's a great guy.
Life of Sweeps. This is our third year that we've done it.
Yeah.
And we get together and we meet at City Hall at around 11 o'clock and the buses pick us up. And tomorrow we're going to clean up West Utica. And this is open to the public. So if anybody wants to help and come clean up the streets of Utica with us, meet at Utica City Hall at 11 o'clock. The buses will be there about 11:30. It's our way of giving back to the community.
You're a good man.
Thank you. Thank you. Right. Well, you know, it's Utica, man. This is where we were born and raised, and we got to step up and keep this place beautiful, if you will, and do our part as citizens.
Good for you.
And this is what we do. So if you want to help us clean up, come up City Hall. And I want to thank the Property Sisters, too, because the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley are the ones that donated all the T-shirts. So we're going to be out there, high-vis. We're in high-vis T-shirts. So you're not gonna be able to not find us. We'll be very, very bright, all 30 of us, or however many are going to be out there. But I know there's a bunch of people coming to help us tomorrow for the Quality of Life Sweep. So I'd like to see a bunch of my friends out there for that and come help the D clean up the U. I like that. Help the D clean up the U.
That's awesome.
That's going to be the slogan for now on. Also, much love to EJA Moving Company, my man Eddie. Call him today when you're ready to move and relocate.
315-335-0516.
I know you have history with him, right?
I use him for everything.
You use him for everything?
He's awesome.
You know what I love about Eddie?
Huh.
He's a good logistics guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's very smart.
He's smart. Yeah, he's a good person. He's there for you. His service is impeccable. His people take pride in their work. He's a good person. Give him business.
I say this every day. All you got to do is point and tell him where to put things, and they do it.
Absolutely.
And he'll move you anywhere, man. When you're ready to move to Wyoming, be closer to the training facility, Eddie will move you there.
He'll go. Okay.
Eddie will move you to Guam. If you want to go to Guam, Japan, he'll bring you anywhere. I mean, it's going to cost you a little bit.
That's right.
But Eddie will bring you there, man. He's a good man. Hit him up online, ejamoving.com. Also, if you hop over to the showroom at 5865 Tabor Road in Rome and mention the D at Nye Volkswagen in Rome, they're going to give you $250 off any vehicle purchase. It's like shaving off the first month's payment. So take advantage of the deal. You can find them online. You can find them online at nivdubofrome.com. Tomorrow we're doing the Quality of Life Sweep, so we're not doing EC Radio, but we will be going live throughout our event all day tomorrow and probably afterwards, because I'm sure we're going to end up at a bar in Varick
Street.
There you
go. So,
hey, why not?
Have a good time.
A little nightcap, you know?
It's Utica, Varick Street, right?
And that's the thing. That's the one thing I can say about Utica, too, is this town knows how to party.
That's right.
Back when I had the club at the Electric Company, yeah. I used to have these bands coming in all the time and stuff, and there was this whole like vibe about Utica they used to say and be like, oh, you're not drinking tonight? Man, you got to drink tonight. It's Utica. We're in Utica tonight.
I know.
Like you had to step up because you were in Utica.
I can't tell you how many times when I was in the car business entertaining somebody from out of town that was, you know, you do business with,
yeah,
they just get plowed. They love coming here for the food and getting hammered. It was like a big event.
Yeah, no doubt. And there's so many great events like Saranac Thursday and the concerts that they got going on.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of stuff to do, man. There is. And that whole vibe of, oh, there's nothing to do in this town, that has totally diminished.
That's right, yeah.
It's a long gone in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. Agree with you.
Yeah. Keep up all the positive work out there, Utica. We love you. Alex, Kevin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Remind everybody they can listen to this podcast at disruptionnetwork.net. Like us on social media and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those social media platforms. So we'll see you tomorrow. Later.
You know what the hell you're listening to?
Great.
It's EC Radio.
EC Radio.
Only on the D.
The Baseline is back with all new episodes every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Disruption Network. The complete rundown of news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get caught up with fantasy rankings, predictions, league leaders, standings, and more. Join JP and SPG as they bring you original segments like 3 Up, 3 Down, The Haps on the Haps, Tip of the Cap, and The Field Report.
Don't find yourself out of the Baseline.
Join the Baseline every Sunday night, all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving. Relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at nyvwofrome.com.
Want to know what's going on at the D? Hit up disruptionnetwork.net and check out our events calendar brought to you by The Events Co. Find out about upcoming guests, special events, concerts, show schedules, community activities, and more. Get connected at disruptionnetwork.net.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at disruptionnetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D. DisruptionNetwork.net.